Hey, look, E on the sea. He's a seaman. He's got a little boat. I think he's in the American Navy. He's got his little cap on. Why is he on the sea? Well, today is a specific method working on small talk. You might be thinking, what is small talk? Why is it important? I need to do big conversations and big presentations. I need to make friends and I want to get a partner. All of these involve big talk or a lot of talk, serious talk. I got to tell you a little secret. And the secret is this. Anything that goes big starts out from something small. Small talk is the talk that you have with someone that gets them interested in you to want to have more conversations. Now, if you're an introvert and you speak English, this is something we need to work on as native speakers. But if you're also a language learner learning English, small talk is your way to get into these larger conversations. Because someone who's really good at small talk invites bigger, better conversations because the people think you're capable of them. Okay? Now, E, we got the C method, right? S-E-A method. And there's three steps for this, which leads to an easy conversation for you. Good conversation starter, or how to go from one conversation, small one, to a larger one. Excuse me. What I want to address is how we're going to use our small talk. There's many different ways of getting to small talk, asking questions about something someone's wearing and other things. Today, I want to really focus in on stories. Why stories? Because stories, humankind, mankind, people have for thousands of years sat around fires. You know, you can imagine there's a fire, the coals going up and the people sitting there. It's dark at night. And they hear, woo, the wolves. So they're in a circle, huddled, you know, holding together. And then someone would tell a story. A long time ago, when the great moon came down and our fathers, and it brought the people together. So stories create connection, bringing different people together. The other thing about stories, when we tell stories, we can take the everyday, and I meant it this way, the everyday means regular day. Not every day, Monday, Tuesday, but your regular day, and we can make it extraordinary. Because in a story, you take an everyday event and we take a regular person and we make them special. Now, when you do that in small talk, you make the person you're speaking to feel special. Now, how are we going to do that? Well, we have three steps. And as you can see, we're missing them, but I'm going to fill them in and explain them to you so you will be able to start making your own stories and making the everyday extraordinary. With small talk. You ready? Let's begin. The first one you see here is S, right? It's an acronym. C is an acronym for three words. The first one is S, and after it says simple one-sentence story. Well, if you have a simple one-sentence story, it's going to be short. And how short is it? One sentence. We don't want to make it too long. Why? You're learning about language. You're already having a hard time. You're nervous using this language, talking to people. So if you have a big story in your head and you make mistakes and you're getting it wrong, what's going to happen is you get more nervous and you might forget parts of the story and you're going to lose the person's interest. So why don't we make a story very, very short? In marketing and advertising, they call this type of thing an elevator pitch. And if you're wondering what an elevator pitch is, you know when an elevator moves at a certain speed going up or going down. And they would say, you should be able to tell your story between the floors. So if you're going from the first floor to the second floor, if you are trying to sell something to someone, you should give them all the information they need within that movement. And if you can do that, that's called an elevator pitch. It will be concise, which means short. It will be informative. It'll have information. And it will get them interested. All of these things in a short period of time. That's what a TV commercial does, and that's what you're going to do. We're going to make a short story that's one sentence, simple, so you can remember it. Next, we have E. Well, what is E? Emotion. A story without emotion is like a house without color or food without seasoning. It's there, but you're not going to get much joy from it. So we want emotion to bring that color. In fact, what I've written here is emotion creates a picture that gets them involved. Who? The person you're speaking to. Were you angry? Were you happy? Were you surprised? Were you scared? Okay. English lesson aside for a second. In our brains, we have something called mirror neurons. What's that? They're little cells in our head that helps us to understand other people. And when we put emotion in the story, the other person's mirror neurons, it's like looking in a mirror, you can see yourself. They can see themselves in your story. And because they can see themselves in your story, they think it's not them, but it's you are them. And they're, oh, I'm interested because this is happening to me. Am I afraid? Why am I afraid? Why am I excited? Why am I happy? See, I told you. Great method. We're using a bit of psychology here to get them involved in your story. And emotion creates that. Emotion creates a picture for them to get involved in. Because when you're scared, they want to know why, because they're feeling scared too. Now, how we make this even stronger is we want to add something that's going to create energy. Have you ever been at home, lying down on your chair? I know you have. 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, and then you think, I should get up and exercise. And then you think, no, I'm not going to. Or you've ever slept in bed for too long. Instead of getting out of bed, you stay there, hit the alarm, hit the alarm, hit the alarm. You want to go back to sleep. That's because you're missing an important ingredient. Because once you have this, this thing creates more and more energy and gets you more and more excited and will help with the emotion. And that is action. Once you move, you keep moving. We are humans. That's all we do. We're in action at all times. I'm in action moving my hands, speaking, looking, all these ing words we're using, eating, sleeping, walking, playing, running, right? That action creates energy. Every time we do a little bit of it, we get a bit more energy to keep doing it. You add action, right, the energy, with the emotion being involved. In a short story, you have an unbelievably powerful way to connect and communicate with people, making the everyday extraordinary. Right? So I'm going to give you some examples of how you could use what I've just shown you, because you're like, James, you talk about, I've got to get action in this story, I've got to get energy, I've got to, and then it's got to be short. How am I going to do all of this? I barely speak English. But that's the point. Because you don't have great English skills, we're going to keep it simple, right? We're going to keep it simple, one sentence story, right? We're going to use action and emotion. How? By using words with action and emotion. And by doing that in one sentence, you can give a lot of information to someone so that when you're done, they're going to say, why did this happen? When did it happen? Who was there? What happened after? Without you having to add extra. So let's go to the board and check it out. So the first sentence we have, my heart was racing in anticipation of her soft kiss. Now think about this. Your heart is racing, okay? You can go, oh my God, I've been nervous like that. Why is his heart racing? So what is racing? Well, racing is action. We got our first part of our story down. My heart is racing. I don't have to move. My heart was moving. What's the next thing? Anticipation. It's when you're waiting for something to happen and you don't know what's going to happen. Isn't that scary? Yeah? The killer is in the kitchen. He's got a knife. You turn the corner. Does he stab? Doesn't he stab? What's going to happen? The anticipation is killing me. That's the motion, right? So we put this with this, and you can imagine my heart was racing. Well, that's not racing. I'm going to die. It's racing so hard. In anticipation, because here she's coming. She's coming closer, closer. Is she going to kiss you? No. She goes, oh, I want to go to the washroom. Oh, what a letdown. All my energy. And everyone's going, what happened? You were waiting. Did she kiss you or not? That is one sentence, my friend. And you've created a story with action and emotion. But you know, this is Ingvid and this is me. I'm not going to give you that. I'm going to give you another example, right? Give you something concrete. I almost peed my pants because I was so afraid of the dog. As soon as I read that, let me read it differently. Let me read it again. I almost peed my pants. I was just, because I was so afraid of the dog. The first thing you're going was, what kind of dog was it? Where were you? When did this happen? Where was the owner? All these questions are going on in your head. I don't have to say all of them. I could make a big story about there was this big dog and it was winter and it was icy outside and it was cold and I was walking. I might make too many mistakes. I just say this and you start asking questions in your head that I didn't give you. Like, what happened? Hence, we've created a conversation. Especially if I was afraid and those mirror neurons are firing, you're like, wow, man, that would have been scary. You might go, in my life, that happened to me too. We created a bond. I used one sentence. That's all you need, right? So we're going to look here. Where are the elements I'm talking about? First, it's short. It's one sentence. We've got that. This is a bit embarrassing, but peeing your pants, you know, almost like you can't see it, but my legs are shaking. They're shaking. I'm almost going to pee. I'm trying to hold it back. Because I'm so afraid. And that's the other thing. Afraid is an emotion we've all experienced. Mirror neurons, again, you can imagine being afraid of heights, of a snake, of anything. And being so afraid that you almost go to the washroom in your pants. That's scary. You got to have questions, right? And that's that connection I was talking to you about. Now, I'm going to give you one more example. Because, you know, it's just the way I am. And you paid so much. Oh, yeah, it's free. I shouldn't be doing this, but I will, because I like you. You know, you keep coming back. So the last one we have is this. I felt so much love in my heart when they let me hold the baby for the first time. Now imagine it's a baby. It's 8 pounds. It's so soft. Its eyes aren't even open. It's warm to the touch. How would your heart feel if it was like your grandchild or your daughter or your brother's child, your niece, and you're holding it, it's looking you in the eyes. And you're just like, oh my God, this is life. I've expressed all of that here. I felt so much love in my heart when I held the baby, when they let me hold the baby for the first time. All of that I said in this one sentence. And anybody with you, be it male or female, woman or man, would be like, what was it like? They're asking you questions. Once again, creating connection, creating an extended conversation. I know there's lots of videos, and I've done them myself, saying, you need to do these things for conversation to get blah, blah, blah. And it's true. It is. But let's start one step at a time with a simple one-sentence story that's short, that involves emotions, creates action, and creates relationships. And before I end it, I'm going to give you a second or two to figure out what word gives us the action, for the energy, and what word gives us the emotion to create the picture. Yeah, you know. Everybody knows this word. Come on. Love boats. Do, 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 do. Yeah, you're too young to know about the love boat. Don't worry, Captain Steuben. Or is it Meryl Steuben? Lovely guy. Do, do, do. And what's the action? What's the action? There we go. They let you hold that baby. They let you hold it, right? So you hold that baby, you feel that love, you tell this story. Trust me, you just put in niece, granddaughter, grandson, whatever. And people are going to go, whose baby? When did this happen? Congratulations. And they start asking you all sorts of questions, right? And I will give you another video later on to give you the answers. But for right now, take your small step, take your small story, use the C method, right? With our semen here, semen E, all right? Use it today. And here's what I'm going to ask you to do or challenge you to do. And there's a reason for it. I gave you three examples for a reason, to give you the structure of how to do it. What I want you to do is do 5 sentences on your own. And you go, oh, homework. It's more than homework. If you notice when I did one of these sentences, this one here, let's say I do this one. I can read it like this. My heart was racing in anticipation of her soft kiss. I'm sure you were like, ugh, is she still speaking? Now, if I said this, my heart was racing in anticipation of her soft kiss. Suddenly, you're like, well, okay, tell me more. I want you to come up with five of your own stories of things that have happened to you, okay? And practice them, because in practicing them, you're going to practice putting emotion into your speech. That will draw people even more into your story. Like, I was just so afraid because the dog was so big. I almost peed my You need to practice that. Not to make it artificial, but to practice putting life into what you say to bring life to your conversations. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the lesson. I did. And I hope it benefits you. Don't forget the C method, right? For easy conversation. Anyway, have a great day. Oh, but before I go, don't forget to go to www.ing, as in English, vid as in video.com and subscribe, because if this is like your third video you're watching, I think you're getting some benefit. Why not make it easier on yourself and have us send the videos directly to you? Anyway, have a great day. Talk to you soon.